Good morning.
Yeah, well, I went to the ham thing. I switched the, I put the other antenna on the car. You know, the other diamond one? I'll tell you, I just keyed up. That was me keying up the 50 repeater from Manorville.
Super heavy rainfall here. Exit 44 on the LIE. It's coming down like you wouldn't believe.
Just great. I gotta work in that crap.
Too. I'm on my way to Staten Island. 150-foot boom with a basket leveling problem.
Yeah, but I work at... Do you work outside, too, or are you, like, inside or in and out?
My way to Disneyland.
I'm inside is when I'm behind the wheel.
On my way to Disneyland.
Why, no. Is that the bumper?
It's the dumper. The one and only, good morning. This is KA21CZ, making it official. Dumping in Nassau County in this lovely spring-like day. The rain seems to be a little wetter this morning than normal, I don't know why.
Now, Greg, who'd you buy the antenna from?
Well, I made friends with Gene. You told me he was a nice guy. And I took, I actually showed up at 6 or 6.30. At 6.30 I got there, and I set up the tables, and I loaded Gene's stuff in there with him and another guy.
Really? Really? What time did you split the premises?
I actually stayed there for a while. I don't even know. I guess around 9.30 or 10. But considering I got there so early, that was pretty late to leave. I actually like that ham pad. I actually like that one. That was a decent one.
Thumper. Over to you, Thumper.
Who was it, Johnny? Greg, I was there. I was there until about 10 or so, 10.30, and I left. I made my $8 purchase. I'm all set. Happy.
$8 purchase. I wonder what you bought for $8. Did you buy like an SMA, the SR-239 pigtail?
How did you guess?
Because I bought one of those too.
Yeah, I actually bought a battery for my phone, but for some reason the battery he sold me didn't work right, so I had to return it. Didn't work at all. Very odd.
Well, I was there from about 7-ish till about 9.30. I was over by Gene, I guess, let me think, 8.30-ish and 9-ish, conversing with Gene. I went over to Salvia and Salvia. I picked up a battery and a charger and a battery eliminator. That was it. That was my big purchase for the day.
The, you know, it's funny. I bought the same thing. I got the SMA. The BNC connector. I picked up a battery eliminator. Both of them I got for somebody else. I'm just giving them to him. That's funny, but I was the guy who was hanging with for a while with the, I had the slick back hair, helping him carry the stuff in. Did you see me there?
That was you?
That was me.
Yeah, I was incognito.
Talking to the weasel, him and I were together, me and a weasel.
You met the weasel there? Did the weasel buy any antique broken down stuff?
Looking for some knobs, but he didn't find the knobs he was looking for. So I'll let him tell a story when he bestows his gracious upon us. But I don't think he bought anything. I was looking at the aisle mics. He was on the, if you're walking in on the right, he was up way on the left-hand side, right by the exit way. Was that the dealer? I'm not sure what his name was. Was it Mike, maybe? I'm not sure. So, I guess eventually I'll get another mic for my radio.
That was KGI, Gene the Mean Man Gene. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, sorry to hear that, Greg. Your cell phone battery purchase didn't work there. But, Hey, Stubby, Stubby had a good deal going on, you know. One of those UC1 chargers, a cup, whichever cup you wanted for whichever radio, and two batteries for $120.
Well, I have a Palm Trail phone, and because I have applications on for work. So, and the battery, it says for my phone on it. So I put the phone battery in, and it's charging. But now my phone, if I'm charging, I can use it. I put that battery in, I couldn't boot up the phone. I take that battery out, put my other battery in, while it's charging the boot, you know, I can turn it on. I take the charger off, try it with that battery, my phone wouldn't turn on, had to take it out, put the other battery in, it turns on. So, something oddball about those batteries.
Unless it needed like a 24-hour charge to actually work. Or maybe it was one of them things. It might have been so dead that, you know, it took a little while to juice it up.
Not the case, because my phone wouldn't turn on, period, even while I was charging, and it normally does that. So, for some reason, the phone is able to sense that it's not the right battery.
Funny if they were digitally encrypted batteries for the phone.
Maybe. I'm not sure, but that must be the story. Well, I called AT&T last night to send me a free battery, so it worked out in my favor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Stop, I was looking at the Heil headset there. I catch Gene at the next Hamfest. I'll be purchasing a Heil headset for when I do overnight radio operations and I fall asleep, I don't drop the microphone out of my hand.
I guess they're all right. You know, I have surround sound headphones, and after a while they bother me, so I don't know if I'm into headsets.
They work wonders in crowded situations, like field day and stuff like that. Do the lighthouse event over at Farron Lighthouse, and the crowded weekend over there, people coming through the place getting tours and stuff like that. And we're set up in like the main thoroughway to get up into the actual lighthouse itself. Tell you, set of headphones, they work wonders.
Well, I was going to get the PR40, but I think that's a little excessive for the money. $295 for the mic. Then you need the stand, and then you need the cable, so I'm not going to go that route.
See, Gregor, when he buys expensive radios, you don't want to buy the expensive microphone to go with the radio.
Well, you gotta get the whole nine yards. You gotta get the whole nine yards. Hey, what do you call it? I'm still pretty far out east. How do I sound on this thing? Am I coming in pretty much full quieting, or am I a little bit scratchy? I haven't really gotten any reports on the antenna yet. I just know it's working.
It sounds good, Frank. No problem at all. Sounds good.
You sound good over here. I'm on the, swinging to the northern state from the Meadowbrook.
Well, I'll tell you, what surprised me was from Manorville, I was able to key up the 850 machine. Now, I was able to do that with my other antenna, too, but, you know, I had to be in the right spot to do it. This one actually keyed it up. It did it. I was very surprised, on 850, I was able to get that with an antenna that's half the size of what I had, less than half the size.
Which antenna did you put on there, Greg?
SG7900, something like that. It's a diamond super gainer, they call them. And it's got like 3.5 or 4 dB gain on 2 meters and like 5.5 or 6 on the 440 side. And they're all fold-over antennas, but it's that super gainer one. I said, let me give that one a shot. So I went for it.
I think I looked at that antenna. It's like $80, right?
Yeah. I'm glad I got it. I like it. It's a solid little thing. I like it. So I got that big stupid thing, you know, off the trunk. That big antenna, it kind of looked like a CB 10-foot whip. It was 7'1". Too big.
Uh-huh. What's that for? you walked him on the hamster fence with the weasel?
If the wire goes, if the radio goes, then you gotta get a whole new wire piece. People out in California, worth a dime, the nicest people in the world, that's for sure.
Actually, you guys both doubled with each other.
Who's stronger, him or me?
I guess, yeah, it was kind of, you know, I kind of heard both of you. I kind of heard both, but I was able to understand what he was saying more, a little bit. Actually, neither one was really stronger. I guess he was about the same.
I went on 5 watts.
That's what I'm running.
Oh, I thought you were running a kilowatt.
Not I. And when I tell you what I'm running right now, you'll have to think about it.
Please, I don't want to think. But on the subject of flea markets, you ever go to Dayton?
I would love to go to Dayton.
Yeah, me too, except my wife would shoot me.
That flea market, 2 or 3 days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal. They got stuff going on all week.
Maybe one day I'll get there.
I've been saying the same thing since 19.
I actually did see something yesterday which really tweaked my interest. And I think I'm going to make one myself, which is a great idea. Why spend the money, I'll make it myself.
You see?
The guy with the window and the fiberglass and the coaxes, the two female ends right through it.
What was it, Dad? Wait, what was it?
On the left-hand side, there was a guy with a window demonstrating a part that you can put in between a window so you can close it. And you don't have to ruin your window by drilling a hole to put your coax through. It's a piece of fiberglass.
Oh, you know what he's talking about? The pass-through panels there.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know what I saw, which was kind of cool, but I actually don't know what it exactly was. It was, Gene had them, those transmitters and receivers that are made from a tuna can, like a kid or something. Those were pretty cute. I don't exactly know what they were, or what they did, or where they transmitted or received. Maybe you guys do.
Oh, that was in, last month in CQ Magazine. It was a CW transmitter and a tuna fish can. I think it's 40 meters.
Yeah, they were cute little things. That was pretty funny.
I'm gonna go make one of those, feeders. It's easy to do. I just gotta get the, I was looking for the connections there yesterday. I'll have to look online. I'll go out to KRP out. East.
Stopper. Quicksilver was there. He had tons of bulkhead fittings. Tons of them. He was the guy, when you walked in the door, all the way at the end, before the stage, on the left. He had every bulkhead connector you can imagine.
That sounds like it's the weasel. I'll give way to him.
Up car. It was actually a touchscreen computer. That was pretty cool. He wanted 200 each. I guess you put it in your car, and I don't know what you do with it, but it was pretty cool.
The weasel in there?
I didn't hear any ends yet. I never heard any ends yet, so. Everybody drag your feet. W2HCV.
KA2NCV.
Yeah,
well, that one I missed. I was out the other, got down to the other side. I was looking at his connectors. He didn't have two females, so I'll have to go online and look.
You know, what do you call it? This for the dumper. Did you, are you actually driving a truck right now? Are you actually driving a dump truck, or is that just what you're called?
I don't drive a dump truck. I do drive a Hummer, but I don't drive a dump truck. I'm called the dumper because of my call with KA2 Nassau County Dump. So that's why they call me the dumper.
Yeah, because I always wanted to ask you, some guy sold me, from the CB, he sold me an 8100, the ASU 8100. And I had a feeling this guy stole it out of like a dump truck. That's just the feeling I had, because he didn't really know much about the radio. And that's why I said I gotta ask him if he ever had a radio stolen. I just wasn't sure. I'm glad to know you don't drive a truck though, that I don't have to worry.
I don't drive a dump truck. Not at all. But I have been having fun with EchoLink. A few, some interesting conversations on EchoLink, which I haven't used in a long time. So, it's been pretty cool on there.
Well, you know, you could do that right from your radio. You don't even have to use your computer. You could actually, you know, do it right from the repeaters.
Pretty hard to find the repeaters that are hooked up to EchoLink.
Ours do. At least I'm pretty sure they do. I mean, I use the regular nose all the time, but I think they also do EchoLink. I mean, the 850 machine is enabled, so you can't access it. Because they always want it hooked up to the, whatever that is, 9126. So, but the 375 machine does it, and I think that other one, the 440 machine, does it.
Yeah, you were. Actually, we were on this repeater, and somebody from Vegas got through, so I don't know how that was done.
EchoLink.
Repeater is hooked up that door, because this is about a week ago. Somebody was talking to us from Vegas.
Probably, I know I used to hook up to the 9125. The 9125 reflector is a great one, and it's out there. It's possible one of those guys wrote down our node and hooked up. See, when I do it from 375, I have to unhook the 850 machine to do it. But he could do it backwards. Like, if he did it to us, he would come through on the to the 850 machine because he could hook into it, but I can't go out. It's kind of weird how it works, I think. But they sometimes do it backwards. That's a great reflector, though, 9125.
Travis, I need to program this radio, and I can't program this radio unless I have a computer that can program it. And my two computers, I got to take my son's computer and program it through that, and I can add more frequencies. I have some in here now, but I don't want to do this manually because it's just a pain in my you-know-what. What? Good morning there, Weasel. You find your knobs?
I did. They're made in China. As soon as they gave it to Ian and the QN mobile on the viaduct, a little late, had to put out the garbage. And it's a little drippy up here. I think it's just you and Gregola. So, Greg, go ahead.
That's all right. I'm nothing. Don't worry about me.
Well, you're very small. I missed you.
He did that on purpose. Hey, listen, the 375 machine just lost its audio. You guys completely disappeared. The carrier is there, but no audio. So now I flipped to the 850, but I'm really not in range, or I didn't used to be in range, so I hope I'm making it now with the new antenna.
Steve, tell them how big of a fan we are of radio checks.
Not big fans of radio checks, and we're also not big fans of fiberglass antennas, but you sounded very good, much better than you usually do from that spot, Gregola, so the new antenna is perpetrating some signal strength. Speaking of Chinese, I saw more chins than Chinatown yesterday at the fleas market, and I just thought I'd mention that, Vince.
Flea market? Well, we were at. Or another flea market you went to when I spoke to you in the afternoon. When you're going to somebody's house for some sushi.
John knows what I mean. Anyway, go ahead there, Johnny. I'm sorry I missed you. I didn't see you hiding behind the curb.
I vacated it by about 9:15, and you know, maybe 20 after 9, something like that. I went there I was on a man on a mission. Mission was accomplished. Got in and got out with what I wanted. Well. Here we go. You probably showed up a little bit later after rubbing the sleepy sleep out of your eyes and all that stuff. But anyway, a little slow go over here. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, stopped raining again. It was pouring at exit 44, but it finally stopped over here at 23. So, Thumper, over to you, Thumper.
This is KA2, Nassau County Dump, dumping on the LIE, most near the exit for the hotel. We'll hopefully pick up three spaces, so Steve will have to walk very far. And what was very nice yesterday, it was very cool in the room there, yes. It was very cool. It was comfortable and cool.
You know, they must be working on the 375 machine. There's somebody keying it up and typing in some stuff on there. It must be Rich or Andy or something working on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, they've been trying, so they got to fiddle around with it. You're sounding very good, though, from 8-5 where you're at right now. That many should give you some signal reports, not where you are, as opposed to the other antennae, the big one. It was very, very cool in there. I'm glad I brought my my jacket with me and the vapor rub, too. Johnny, I didn't see you. I got there about 9:30, I'd say. I was in no rush, but if I would have known you were there, I would have come earlier. As a matter of fact, Greg was testing out some HT when I was almost walking in there, and I thought I'd run into him, but I didn't. So there instead I hooked up with the dumper, which, you know, not exactly the best thing in town, but at least it was something. Yanni?
Yeah, well, Greg was hanging by Gene to meet the man, you know? Hanging over there by his super game diamond antenna. So, yeah, it was last-minute decision. I wasn't sure if I was going to get there or not. I had to be back by about 10 o'clock. And it was up in the air whether I was going or not. And I decided, you know what? Work phone hasn't rang, I'm going. That's what I did. Got in, got out. Spent some money, but I got in and I got out. Anyway, WSOHTV. Fairgrounds, fairly moving along. Thumper?
Alrighty, excellent. Greg, you're sounding good wherever you are. I guess I'm sounding good wherever I am. I'm 2 miles east. I'm 2 miles west of the repeater, which is east of the Meadowbrook, which is also east of the Cross Town. 2 miles and 1 mile to back. When I went back, they had sold that linear. He wanted $400, so they got rid of it. It wasn't bad looking, that linear.
You're talking about the Amatron 811, right?
Yeah, it was in the market. Ameritron, I don't know what the model number was. I think I'd like to get a Heath kit.
That's the one in the plastic bag?
This one was an open one, open canister. It was in the middle. That one was in the beginning when you walked in. I don't know if they sold that one. I don't even know what they wanted for that. I never even asked.
I did. You wanted $650 for that one. But the other link was very clean. For $400, it was worth it. The Amatrons don't hold up like the other type linears do. They don't hold up as well, from what I've heard. But they're okay. But, you know, the reason I didn't buy it was because if I could buy it new for $625, you know, why would I buy a used one and take a chance for just a couple of hundred less? It's almost not worth it. But it was worth the price. It really was. I was very tempted with that.
Like, you know, picking out a second mic.
That's it. So I'm wondering, did you get any Chinese food yet?
Yeah, I did. We went yesterday. I told her a story because she asked me if I ever went out with Asian girl before. I told her that I dated one in college, and that she said to me, I think she said, you know, what do you remember most about her? I said she walked on my back with high heels. She was laughing. She thinks I'm crazy, which I am, by the way.
You got to worry about those questions when they start with that. I just deny everything right across the board. I never, no, never.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. I had a good time. But she's not working today, Vince, so I can't point her out to you. I think she's working tomorrow, I think.
Hey, you never sent us pictures. Too bad your hospital doesn't have a website. We could look her up on there.
Yeah, I don't know if they have the hospital employees on the website. I'll get some pictures. The night I went bowling, I took some pictures, but they, she was moving around. The camera that I have, I'm not used to using it on the phone. Very slow, the shutter. Let's see if I could adjust that, because you really got to stand still to get a good picture.
Girls and boys and anyone else that's listening, for all you scanners out there, have a happy birthday. Touchdown, 73, have a good day, and maybe we'll see you later in the orifice, Steve. This is the number, KA21CD, 73 is all.
Going to go for an extra point.
Extra points?
He said touchdown. So is he going to go for the one-point conversion or two-point conversion?
Who knows? Again, I'm sorry, Miss. I was with Tracy on Saturday night. She wouldn't let me leave, so I was telling the dumper I had to go home, change, get cleaned up, wash the smegma off me. A lot of smegma.
Was it her smegma or your smegma?
I guess it was like commingled smegma.
Bruh, this is KB2NJC. I heard that.
Hey, it's Mr. Bill. Take a turn, pass it over to Stevie, W2HCB.
Guess he doesn't like your Bill, are you there?
I'm getting this blast of static in between transmissions. I heard it was a lovely weekend for you.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Go ahead, Steve, pick up.
Yeah, it was all right. It's not easy being me. Okay. We'll have to come out to a New Jersey fleas market where you can, terrorize it with your gang over there. So let us know when we used to go to a bunch over there. Fairleigh Dickinson used to have a decent one, and there was one I used to really enjoy in Oakland. It was always in the summertime. I was able to go there with the ragtop and, a lot of fun, but I don't know. I'm sure they're a shadow of what they used to be like they are here. Gregola?
When is the Jersey one coming up?
Steve, was that when the convertible had rocker panels and floorboards? That's what I want to know. And she was pushing some flyers for something in North Jersey. I didn't see the date, though.
Did grab the Nearfest flyer. Did you see that? May 1st and 2nd? That's a good one, Greg, if you're into heavy metal.
Which flyer?
Nearfest. It's the old horse traders up in New Hampshire. You want to get down and dirty and really get into the hobby? You go to that one. Great guys.
That's the Sturgis Hamfest, yes it is. As far as Jersey Hamfest go, I haven't been involved in Hamfest in... I don't know, about 5 years, 6 years. We had a really huge handful. And we took all the local clubs and got involved. They came in to do it. The mix was unbelievable. So I'll go to Hamfest and put most of the clubs.
Well, there used to be the one in, what is it, Barra? Was that the one that was at Fairleigh Dickinson?
I believe you're right.
Yeah, Barra is the week after ours.
All right, so the weather will be improving already. Have you terrorized that one, Bill?
As a matter of fact, yes, absolutely. By the way, if you look up OBB, as in Cobb, the whole new little group that's we're starting a new chapter over here in Jersey. So I'm opening up a new chapter. So if you guys want to do a search for Destroy, look up COBB.com. Get a whole bunch of new friends.
All right, but what kind of bikes are we allowed to ride there? Is it strictly Harley, or can we bring others?
Two wheels and rubber side down, man. That's all that matters to me. I don't care. I'm not one of those, got two wheels, we got one rubber down. We're very happy people, man.
He wants to ride his swing.
Got two wheels, right?
Swing.
I've ridden with Vestas, I've ridden with 49cc scooters, man, it don't matter. It's all in the fun. Hey, and there's a brand new phrase, ready? Party in peace and ride to your rat, man.
Say that again? Party with bees and ride till you rot?
Bees, ride till you rot.
Now, are you allowed to go to Bergen County, or are you still wanted there?
It all depends on who I'm riding with and what government I'm wearing at the time.
Just wondering how long those warrants, you know, is there like a statute of limitation for those warrants?
It's a wonderful morning. No, a lot of places you can't wear colors. You got to leave your colors outside. Those are the one up in Somerset. Your state police today with cameras photographing you for your own protection, it's telling you.
Think you got any motorcycle out there in your playpen?
Yeah, three.
Got it. Greg, you got motorcycles out there in the playpen?
Softail.
Sweet. Maybe we could start up our little gang.
Anything for road trip, man. Greg, you need a... Somebody needs a jack. Oh, PPN needs a jack. Is he out there this morning?
Wait, who, PPN? I didn't hear him yet. I didn't hear PPN yet.
PPN's on a 5-week vacation.
Is that like a 3-hour tour?
Carlisle.
It's definitely a sweat, a 5-week vacation. I haven't seen 5 weeks in my life. That's absolutely positive. That's soft tail. You gotta take that thing out?
Now that I got kids, it kind of rocks.
You sneak one out, man.
Yeah. I've been considering it. You know, at my late age, I figure I ain't got too much longer anyway, so why not motorcycle up? I could throw the China doll on the back of it. You know, CES, she was wearing this purple, isn't the purple? Oof. Wild looking outfit, but I can imagine that on the back of a bike.
Purple got this made? Oh man, you gotta be kidding me. Wild.
There's the picture.
They're all into that purple. Those brightly colored, funky looking outfits. Which is good. It looks good though. But you know what? They look good in those colors. So that's why they wear them. The purples, these bright orange things or funky like 60s patterns on them. And like usually like a silky type material.
That was it. She had these purple nylons on. Ugh. I think they were edible.
Well, that's why I was asking if you had Chinese food. Did you find out if they were edible?
Hold on a second. Ground control of Major Tom. Is that you?
There it is. Good morning.
Where you been?
I don't know. Wherever I've been, I'm back.
Right. Say hello to Major Tom. He used to be a regular. Was in a horrific accident with a Corsica while tuning up a radio in his in the front seat, and I guess he's finally back. So, everybody, that's Tom.
Where am I, brother? I'm back from wherever you've been.
Couldn't quite make that out. I'm happy to be back. I went to the ham fest yesterday. Finally got a trunk lift mount.
Really get into an accident while tuning up a radio?
Where you been? Give us the 411.
I wasn't in an accident while tuning up a radio. I should have been, but I wasn't. I don't know where I've been. I got another car. My mother died. I got her car. And I just took the radio out of my old car and gave that one away. And in Malibu, I just never really put the radio back in. Got it back. Actually, this is, I didn't put in a real radio.
It's a little ratty, but we hear you. It's good to hear you, man. It's been a long time. We were worried about you after that horrific Corsica accident. And I'll explain that at a later date because I'm coming in for a landing over here. But it's good to hear you. I'm sorry to hear about your mom, but good to hear you nevertheless. Guys, I'm going to listen out as I'm coming in for a landing here. Always a pleasure. You know, mostly yours. This is a KB2 in QN Mobile. Stay dry out there. Keep your dander up. Yanni, if you're still there, over to you. KB2NQN Mobile in Frushing.
Hi, Sam, Mr. Steve, W2HCB. Nowhere near Flushing, but Brooklyn. Heading for the Van der Zandt off to go to Staten Island. From Gregor, where are you going, Gregor?
I'm exit 25 on Southern State. Working my way into Roosevelt. You know, I had them do, I had an intake manifold gasket done on my car. And the guy did that, and he must have spilled some fluid into the cylinder area. And it fouled a couple of the plugs, so the car is running horrible. And I picked it up, I'm like, the car didn't run like this before, this is horrible. Oh, no, 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 it'll clear up, yeah, it'll clear up. I went and changed the plugs, it made no difference. So now I'm thinking he probably broke a couple of the wires while yanking them out or something. I'm going to have to bring it back to him and let him straighten it out.
Kelly, you still out there in New Jersey?
Intake manifold gap. And it's not pretty. But I don't know why it should be a problem. If you do it right, it's a problem.
Yeah, but I think he fouled out a couple of plugs, is what he did. But I changed them, and it didn't really make a difference. So now I'm thinking maybe the wires, when he yanked the wires out, he broke a couple. You know, I have a spark. I don't know. I don't understand why it would be running so horrible. But, I mean, it's jittery, shaky. Forget this. I got to bring it back to him and let him straighten it out.
Is the idle hunting? Is it hunting for a smooth idle?
No, it's idling fine. It just, well, actually, it doesn't idle fine. It's a complete miss. When I pull off the wires one at a time, there's two of them that actually make no change when you pull them off. So I know those two plugs are not getting a spark for some reason.
Chrome module is messed up.
What kind of car are we talking, Greg?
2002 Buick Century 3100 motor, which has a well-known intake manifold gasket problem that should have been a recall.
I'm aware of the recall with those motors. And there's oil packs underneath. Which two cylinders are on fire?
It seems to be the middle one on both sides of the motor. The middle, actually no, one was the one toward the driver's side, and the middle one on the toward the driver's side of the car, and the other one is right in the center, toward the rear of the car, because the motor's sideways.
Right, so it's got the coil packs on that motor. If I can remember correctly, one in three fire at the same time. Two and four and six and I can't remember off the top of my head. It's one and three, two and four. So it's some weird pattern like that. If each coil handles two plugs, you could have a coil problem. I've seen these blocks where those things mount develop spider cracks and cause it not to fire on two or three cylinders at the same time.
Well, if I take the wire off, I see heavy arcing. It's arcing to the wire. It's definitely getting a spark. But maybe the coil pack did go bad. It's possible. You know, they were changed once before. It is possible that happened.
Sorry about the coil.
Yeah, Greg, if you get the spark and it's not making a change, it could be, I hate to tell you this, but is there a vacuum leak around your intake manifold? Maybe the phone did something and you have a vacuum leak under that intake manifold.
Well, I'm going to bring it to him and say make this thing run right, tune it up, do something, change the wire. It could be the wires, you know, when he, you know, sometimes they just grab them wires and yank them off instead of holding it from the actual rubber thing on the end. And he might have ripped that little carbon lining or whatever's in there. So maybe I'm losing the spark, you know, or something like that. But let him tune it up, and if he can't, then I'm going to have to pursue the vacuum leak, or he may have to redo the job.
vacuum leak too. Who knows? How many miles are on the car?
Oh, a lot, like 141. This car ran smooth itself. Super smooth, this car always ran great until he did that. Even when it had the water leaking out of that thing, it ran great. Now it's just running horrible. I think it's just a simple, well, let's say, let him play with it. Hey, everyone disappeared. Actually, I'm at work. I have to run in there. So N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra. It was good talking to you guys. I'll keep you posted on what the problem was when I find out. So N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra, this will be my final. You guys have a good day.
I was in the trench on the B3 there, so I couldn't even hear the machine at that point. Okay, it's all late. I'm getting up the, I'm going to cross it over to Verrazano, so okay, it's all later. Have you two, it should be more clear.
Have a good day. I thought you were answering the phone. I heard the phone ringing with that, so anyway, good luck with the car. KC2CC.
Luck, Rick. W2RFR.
RFR, KC2CC.
KC2PBL. I probably got that wrong. Good morning. Nice and light out here. I'm surprised how bright it is.
Okay. It's Bell. Charlie 2, Charlie Lima, my name is. Yeah, you know, they just, I was leaving in the light. Now I'm not. I guess if I leave early enough, I can go home. I don't know. It confuses me.
It'll probably be daylight when you leave. Name is Ray here, Ray from Rockaway, and I'm on the Van Wyck. I'm really going, I can't believe how fast I'm going. I'm going about 3 miles an hour, so I had to be very careful as I drive at this blistering speed. Oh, now I know why. A limo with its hood and its trunk open, and another limo sitting on the side of the road. Unbelievable what two cars could do to everyone else on the Van Wyck, huh?
No, that's what happened. Cars and not enough weather to talk to you again. Thanks, Fred.
Here to say, too many cars on the road. Remind me of your name, because I don't think I heard it.
Tom. Tango Oscar Mike.
A Tango Oscar Mike, a KC2CCL? Was that right, Charlie Lima?
That is correct.
Very good. It kind of reminds me of Clearwater, but you don't have the R for Revival. It's too bad. CCR would be even better. But I guess I guess you don't even know that group.
Of course I know that group. Why shouldn't I know them?
I don't know. I don't know your age. They're certainly not around anymore. Not playing.
I think John Fogarty,
They were very good. I had all their records. Matter of fact, I still have their records. I just don't have anything to play it on. A friend of mine has a record player that has a USB port. He's going to listen it to me, and I'm going to take some of these records that I have not been able to find on a cheap CD somewhere and put it on my iPod. So I will have some of the classics. I have a couple of Smothers Brothers records and a couple of Bill Cosby records that date back to the 60s. They're worth putting on an iPod. They were very funny.
And Bill Cosby, you know, you didn't make much about his career as a comedian, but very, very successful. I remember Why Is There Air and the album Brother Russell, Whom I Slept On. Very funny, you know. About growing up. He went to Hofstra, right?
No, I think he went to Temple. For a memory, he went to Temple. He would talk about him playing football on Temple's, and they were being filmed, and the coach said, whatever happens, go grab down there. So he got the ball, and he saw an opening, and he ran. And someone from the ground stood up right into that spot. So he knew not to grab down there. They grabbed his head. They took him off to the
I lost you on that one. I left off when he grabbed his head.
The last part of that is that they bandaged up his head on the sideline just to make it look good.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is on iTunes. Surprising what's on iTunes. Sometimes it's surprising what's not on iTunes, but 90% of what you're looking for is there for 99 cents.
That's not 100% so. I remember the albums quite well, and I went on iTunes and I put in Bill Cosby. They have not the whole routine. So I got a couple of the stories, but they weren't the whole routine. So I couldn't even find a whole album. I would have bought a whole album. My brother Russell or even the Smothers Brothers, I would have bought a whole album, but they only had bits and pieces. They didn't have the whole thing.
Sometimes they do that, and I don't know why. You'll see like a partial album, and they'll have many of the cuts, but not the ones you're looking for. That happens every now and then. That's why I said it's like, for me, it's about 90% successful.
I don't think there are a lot of people who are looking for this particular item. And you know what? Only people our age remember Bill Cosby was a comedian. They really got their first look at Bill Cosby in I Spy. And later on, the Cosby Show. And I think that's where he made his biggest impact in the Cosby Show. Although, I went to Brooklyn College for a concert with Bill Cosby. And he was there, and he came out, and everyone's yelling in the audience, "Do Russell, do my brother Russell, do this, do that. And then, no. He said, "If you want to hear that stuff, buy my records. I'm doing something new." And he sat down in the chair, and he did a truck driver routine. And I was so disappointed and annoyed because I specifically wanted to hear him do Noah and all of that kind of stuff, but I heard nothing of what I wanted to hear. You know, if I knew it was going to be new material, I probably wouldn't have gone.
Well, you know, these guys are constantly looking forward. You know, they just don't want to be recycling all that old stuff. And in a way, well, he's the guy who did it. It's kind of his concert, so he says he's not going to do it, then I guess he's not. Sometimes people feel as though that if they recycle that old stuff, then they're not going to, you know, have much of a future beyond that. And he's had quite a career. You know, he's never been somebody to redo the old stuff. He was always constantly going to do and show the stuff, to I Spy, to the Cosby Show, to being an activist, you know.
And it's the last thing that you mentioned that kind of like silenced him. I don't know if you remember, but recently, when I say recently, I mean in the last 2 years. Recently, he was in the news for telling parents that they are responsible for their children's progress at school and that they have to become more involved. And as soon as that happened, I think he lost a lot of popularity. Parents don't want to be told that their child's success in school depends on them. That's why I was very happy when the president, in his, it wasn't a State of the Union address, but it was his first address to the nation, expressed that parents play a pivotal role in their child's education. You know, thank God at least he gets it and he's on that page.
Well, that's pendulum swing. It used to be that it was society's fault, it's the institution's fault. Now it's swinging the other way. Now it's the individual's fault. They're responsible for what they do, and swing back the other way, give it another 20 years, though, and fall again.
That's no problem if you say it takes a village to raise a child. I have no problem with that, but the problem is that the village is failing. And everyone turns around and points to the teacher, and the teacher says, this is insanity. I see your child, it's not a high school teacher. I see a child of 40 minutes a day, And in that 40 minutes a day, I'm supposed to not only teach him things he never learned in elementary school and junior high, but I'm also supposed to teach him how to behave and act as an adult. And the answer is, that's not realistic. You know, the parent has to have responsibility in how their child develops. And it is a politically incorrect thing to say. So anyone who says it, you know, like Bill Cosby, they risk the wrath of the public. But the fact is, you know, the parents are the key players here. And if they do their job right, their child will grow up successful. It is a remarkable few children that beat the system by having no active role by the parents, and yet they achieve a college degree and a career. The majority of these kids, and I work in high school, they are going to be nothing but burdens to society their whole life, either by social, by welfare or by prison. But this is where many of them go. I'm going to a school in the Bronx now where I would say at least 90% of these kids are not headed towards a career.
Oh, I agree with you. High school teacher and that are successful rise up, and researcher is named to the groundbreaking. And that's really the single most, alleged single most pervasive factor.
Well, mother particularly, because very often there's an absent father. I'm sure we're talking about a similar socioeconomic group. Now, I'm not saying a racial group, because it's not. It's a socioeconomic group. Because every child, you know, I've been in this business for 35 years. Every child wants to learn. Every child wants to be a success. It's not a child just born who, when he's 10 years old, says, I want to become a drug addict and a bum and go in jail and you know. No one wants to do that. But somewhere along the line, they get lost. The parent doesn't do anything about parenting the kid and assisting the kid in school. And the school is only limited as to how often they see the kids and how much they could possibly do. And these children get lost. And it's kind of society's fault, because if you go back to the 70s, when you had a real welfare state in New York, and many of the children in the 70s knew that they didn't have to get an education. They could become a baby factory. And every baby they get more money. And now that the welfare system has changed, the attitudes of the public have not changed. And it also has a lot to do with the fact that the drug pushers know that children will not spend excessive time in jail. And so they recruit these kids to do the sales in school. And be amazed how many times we've had the same kid arrested, and he keeps coming back and he keeps doing the same thing because they're juveniles. And the worst that could happen is they spend a couple of months in Spofford.
Yeah, I mean, we have a little bit of that, not as much as, you know, certainly other places, but we have some of that. We're finding we're getting it more and more. We're on the Nassau-Queens board. A lot of Queens problems are starting to become ours.
I was pretty much on a Nassau-Queens border for most of my career. I was at Far Rockaway High School. And, you know, there you have a lot of gang problems. Redfern, you got the Bloods. In the 40s, you got the Crips. And then we have these smaller gangs like the Rough Riders. And we have very few Latin Kings. And so you had to become very familiar with gang activity, and you had to be able to look at a kid. I was a dean in this school. So it was my job in the morning to man student entry. And we had x-ray machines for their books. We had airport detectors for their bodies. And hand-winding when the airport detector went off and rang red. And we had, I would guess we had an arrest a day. The most we had in one day was 7 arrests. And you also had to watch out because you could tell when they're coming ready to fight. They're all greased up, their hair is back, and they're not wearing their usual jewelry. So, you know, you had to really had an eye out for what was going on.
Real good. Huh. Boy, you know, find people moving into an area. Crazy. You know, I don't even know how to, no one knows really how to combat that problem.
Very hard, you know, you have to find a way to, see what happens is, and listen, a 21-year-old in high school is still a child. Can't treat these 21-year-old children as adults. That won't work. You have to treat them as children. And I always did, and I always called them children. Even if they were 21, and if they're in special ed, they could stay till they're 22. But in the way to combat it is you have to find something that will take the place of the gang. See, what happens is these kids, as they grow up, are latchkey kids and kind of out in the open. And they don't feel a lot of close family ties. And the gang supplies that family for them. And if you could just get rid of that need, the need for them to have family, they wouldn't join the gang. But that's what happens. You know, either there's a one parent or a two parents. They're both working. They work late. They come home late. They leave early. The kid is on his own to get to school, on his home when he gets home. And you'd be surprised how many of my kids did not have keys to their apartments because the parents did not want them in the apartment alone without supervision. That's how little the parent trusted the child.
Great. Well, what do you
think? Well, I agree with you. And, of course, it's PAL. But that has, you know, been very poorly advertised and poorly run. And there's sports, but that only handles a certain number of kids, and you'd be surprised how many of the gangbangers are inside the sports teams. So I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. I've been working, you know, my whole life in education, so it's not like I'm unfamiliar with the problems. I just don't have the answers. I just know what the problems are. I don't think anyone really has the answers. The answers really have to do with re-educating the parents, getting the parents to understand their role and their responsibility. But again, you're now treading on politically incorrect territory, the kind of thing that the parents come to the school and they protest and complain. How dare you say we're the cause of our children? Yeah, I'm only telling you something. They're vocal to protect themselves, but they're not vocal to protect the children.
Yep. Yep. Well, what do you say? You know, it's like, ultimately, they live. Well, I don't know. It's problems been going on for a time. I haven't come up with an answer yet. First thing, I think it has to be come by nowadays when you have.
You know what a PINS, P-I-N-S, what a PINS warrant is?
Persons in need of.
Yeah. Be surprised how many of them we had to assist in their serving. I didn't serve the PINS warrant, but the police would come in and tell us who they're looking for. And as soon as that child showed up in school, we had to contact them, and they'd come by and they'd cuff the kid and take the kid into court. And that happened a lot. Now, those are the parents that tried and really made an effort. Listen, I have no answers. Well, what do you teach?
Chorus.
That's good. Were you, when you went to school, did you take music as a major?
Yes, I was. And then I had a transitional program. And that, and then three.
Playing instruments when you went to school?
Yeah, piano, and I'm an organist.
You had formal music training. You probably read my brother's books. He writes textbooks. He's a musicologist. He used to work as a musicologist at Columbia, and now he works at Berkeley. And he writes an awful lot of textbooks. His name is Dr. Richard Taruskin.
I'm sorry that I haven't. It's funny because I did ecology work when I was another. I mean, he must have a specialty.
Well, his real specialty is Russian composers. But he just wrote a 6-volume encyclopedia of